Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for June the 3rd, 2023. And we're going to talk about a very, well, very, very important offering, a very important question that someone has put to me. This is from Susan in Colorado. She listens to our podcast weekly, and I'm very grateful that I'm honored to be in her life in that way. She is going through a tremendous divorce, and she says, how do I let go, Susan? This is really an important insight. It isn't just about, you know, divorce or things like that. It's about letting go of everything and anything. I'm going to use a quote from Lao Tzu in the Tao, and it's a very, very important quote. And if you can hear this, and I will try to explain it to you, it might be of great service to you. In keeping the spirit and soul together, now hear that, in keeping the spirit and the soul together, can you maintain their perfect harmony? Question mark. Yes. The spirit of a person is a very, very difficult thing to explain. There is no noun or adjective, in my opinion, that would explain it the way it truly is. Some people would say your spirit is your desire to move forward, your desire for something, your passion. But I would not say that. I would not say that at all. It's a place within us, a place, a carencia within us, the place where we find our energetics, our ability to use our psychic energies. It's a place within us where we live in the purity of our own creation. And the soul, well, the soul is something that most people don't have. And when they realize they don't have it, they make a concerted effort to awaken to it. You have to awaken to it. It is not inherent in your creation like a lot of so-called experts would tell you. It's not. It is something that you and I what do I want to say? By the merits of our heart, living by the authentic heart, we achieve the soul. So when you put them together, that the spirit is that indomitable, perfect kind of energetic that lives within us as creativity, as the spirit of love, then you realize that the spirit of love and that creativity create a different kind of presence within us. We create entities, more things to have to deal with, more hate, more fear, more anger, more tribulations, more difficulties. We do this all the time. This is the way we live our life, in the righteousness of our pride and our vanity. And with that, we supplant the soul and we make it a time of conflict rather than harmony. Harmony with the unspoken beauty of love. And because this is the way we live our life and we choose to live our life, we create within us disharmony. So, with all that being said, Susan, try to hear me. You're going to have to replace the affections and the emotional attachment to your ex and place it in the harmony, seeking the harmony and the love and respect of your authentic heart. That's how we let go. We are letting go of the tragedy and the savagery of the human emotions that can pop up and be anything from kindness and affection, sympathy, to that of just downright murder and terrible, awful, dark things that human beings have within themselves. So you have to transcend all of that. This is a very hard thing to do for most people because they don't understand their energetics. They don't understand the makeup of themselves. They think that they're just human beings. But you are more than a human being. You are other than a human being. The trouble with all of us is that we have unconsciously lived our life in the muck and the mire of our emotionality. And we've called it love. We're always searching for emotional satisfaction, gratification. We are not seeking the soul. In every relationship that you have, you could realize the state of your soul. But most people are clinging to whatever they find in their human life, in another person, in a relationship. And they are making it dependent upon the effort to have the experience of the soul, which you can't have with another human being. You hear people say, you know, that this man or woman is my soulmate. That is not true. That is just not true at all. Nobody can be your soulmate. Your soul is more than a mate. It is your authentic nature, and it is realized not through other people, but it is realized through the state of the love that you are willing to experience within yourself that is beyond human attachment, desire, ambition, pride. There's a great deal that we put on people who we are involved with. We make them what they're not. And we want them to take the place of our soul and make us feel the presence of security, comfort, things like that, which really are parochial at best. This is narrow-mindedness. And we miss. And in missing that, we have missed our entire life. And that's the sad part. Our entire life is missed. So there is nothing you can do but let go of the mechanism inside you that makes you think that this person who you have left or has left you is someone that can sustain what you would call your earthly happiness and your ability to love again. As you said in your email, I don't know if I'll ever be able to love again. I understand how you feel. Hopefully not. Hopefully instead of loving another person through the auspice of human emotion, you will be able to see them as a gateway, as a bridge to your soul, and you will be grateful for what they offer you, which is something beyond the confines of human relationship, desire and sex and all the other things that, you know, people go for. Men and women marry for different reasons. Men marry for sex and food. And women marry for money and security. And this is a general thing. But we don't want to admit any of this, because if we did, all those romantic songs would be gone and we wouldn't be doing that anymore. So we really can't admit any of this, but it is true. So when a person is in relationship and that all breaks up, it's a scary thing for both men and women. But the true relationship and let go is found in love, in elevating our love beyond the confines of the human body and its needs for sexual gratification and financial security. And that one is a very difficult thing for most people to get through. Oh, Susan, If I can help you further, you know, I gave you my number. I would do everything I can to help you. I understand what you're going through. And my authentic heart enfolds you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Be back on the air tomorrow. Hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening. And as always, please forgive me. Namaste.